It's good to be here this morning in the house of the Lord. Over the last several weeks through the Eastertide season, we've been walking alongside the pastor through a series of messages really about rediscovering our call, both as individuals and corporately as a church. Now, at times during this series of the messages seemed very familiar with principles that we who have had the blessing of growing up in a church home have heard many, many times over. And although familiar, perhaps to some, the pastor has changed up the arrangement or the order of some of the principles. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, this is challenging, actually, to hear and to understand. You know, things that are familiar are comforting. But change up the order and suddenly, well, there were some questions. Belong, believe, and become. Now, if we can go there this morning, I would also submit that this is challenging to hear this ministry model when we live in a culture, or cancel culture, I guess, that is in real conflict to what the pastor has been telling us. In the current social climate, you must believe in a certain way and become somewhat unchanging in that view if you ever want to belong. I mean, we live in a cancel culture, not the belong culture. Someone doesn't think the way I do and swipe. They're gone from my life via the social media. And if I swipe enough, then all that I will see is what I like to engage in, or in my case, engage some recreational anger in. But Pastor has been challenging us to re-engage. But I like to be the king of my own little kingdom. It's nice. It's comfortable. It's familiar. So re-engage. And with a model of ministry that is revised from what I grew up knowing, I mean, this new order made me begin to question some things. Belong, believe, become. And then just to see if I was paying attention, the opportunity to speak this morning presented itself. And that in itself is frankly a further illustration of the message that God has put on my heart to share with you all this morning. Now, we're going to cover a bunch of ground today, but to start with, we need to go back to the middle. The middle of the series that we have been journeying through, the part where Preacher began to spell out the revised ministry model, a model that he laid out with Scripture for us, and focused specifically on the belong part. The ministry model where belong comes first, where welcoming folks into the family before we ask them to believe, and then become. Now, this model starts with planting seeds of hospitality and I would also say seeds of honor to all around us. Now, did you know that the word honor is referenced over 130 times in God's Word and is foundational to the original law written upon stone tablets for God's people and fulfilled in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Honoring others is commanded of us. And in doing so, I believe it will put us or keep us on a path to find our calling. The reason why it puts us in God's will. And it puts us into action in Christ's ministry. Not showing honor or showing dishonor will put us outside God's will. And will cause us to miss many blessings in our life, in our ministry, and in our church. So belong must come first. Now, there are many examples in Scripture that bear this out today, but we're going to look at one that spells it out clearly, I think, and also gives us a reminder of who we are supposed to act like as Christians. So if you would look with me this morning in the book of Romans, we're going to start in the 12th chapter. And we're going to go and read verse 9 through 21. And it's a bit of a long verse, but I think it'll it'll bless you all this morning. So join me, please, as we read the word. In verse 9, it says, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. But on the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? Mighty God, we come today with expectant hearts, ready to hear your voice. We come to honor you with our worship. Speak life to us this day. Open your word to each of us, and let us leave this place overflowing with honor towards others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, let me get right to it this morning, church. Does that sound like the culture that we live in today? Have we been heaping any burning coals on someone's head on social media lately? Have we lost our way? You know, verse 10 is where the rubber meets the road. Practice this, and the rest becomes second nature. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. And there's that word, honor. Honor, to highly esteem, to highly consider worthy. Honor is a celebration of difference, and it's the seed for access. And just to be clear, there's a difference between honor and respect. Many times these words are used as one and the same, but they are not. Respect is earned. Honor is given. Honor is given. It's not earned. Honor is a posture of the heart. It's a humility of saying, God, because of who you are and because of your creation, even if someone is not yet acting in an honorable way, I choose to honor, because this is one way that I honor you, my God. Then he deserves it, and he demands all honor. You see, friends, this is foundational. It is what my friend Mr. Curtis calls a non-negotiable. I mean, the first four commandments lay out that we are to honor God. And the next six further expound on how we are to honor our fellow men through relationships. I mean, in Exodus, God spoke these words. You shall have no other gods before me. Honor God above all others. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven or on earth or beneath its waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. In other words, no other God before the God. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord, your God. Honor God's name. And remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy and honoring God's day. honor your father and your mother. That's pretty straightforward. We're called to be the spiritual guides for our children, folks, not their pals, but examples. And they're to honor us. You shall not murder, shall not commit adultery, shall not steal, shall not give false witness, you shall not covet your neighbor's anything. All of these things guides to how we are to honor others in relationships. Honor. God demands it from us, and these are non-negotiables in a world that more and more tells us that there is nothing that is truth or certain. But I am certain that these are. We are called to honor others not because of who they are, but because they were created by God. And the honor that we show them is the honor that He deserves. And when we honor, something exciting starts to happen. They just might become honorable. And the same thing goes when we withhold honor or we dishonor. It spreads throughout us and it leaks out of us onto others. And what does this look like or what does it bring? I mean, dishonor is to bring shame or to call ordinary or treat in a degrading manner. See this in our world today? On your social media feed? Friends, I can tell you, if you're looking to be offended, I can guarantee you're going to find it. And if dishonor is what you want, it will come back to you, I can assure you. Now, I told Josh that I was going to use him in an illustration for the message this morning, but I didn't tell him how that was all going to take shape. And so, therefore, this is much more of a confession to Josh, who is our organ player, than an illustration. So, Josh, here it goes. I love praise and worship music. In my mind, that's a very particular type of music. You know, most of us today would call that contemporary music. And in addition, I never showed much honor to any other type of music. Or if I were to be fully transparent, anyone who didn't see it my way. I mean, it was just a little dishonor, right? Now, my brother in Christ, Josh, loves what I would call in today's culture, or would label in today's culture, as traditional music. And he blesses us with this God-given talent each week. Now, in this pandemic-gripped world that we've been living in, as we as a worship team have been growing together, as we have been here by ourselves, we've struggled, we've changed, we've prayed, and I feel like we've become a lot closer over these last months. And during these months, I've come to a new appreciation for what this type of music brings to worship. Not to y'all's worship. No, selfishly to my worship. In fact, as we start our time of worship, when we record for our online ministry, it's become difficult for me even to enter into worship without first hearing the organ play. And Josh honors me by playing even just a few lines of music, so that we as a team, well, maybe me really, can enter into our time of worship. I asked Josh a few weeks ago after he had accompanied us on the organ to the song Revelation Song. I said, hey, Josh, is there any other songs that we could do this together? And he replied that he had a whole book of songs that we could sing together. I got to tell you, I was so excited. And I said, Josh, where's this book? And he said, well, Dave, it's called The Hymnal. I had not honored Josh or his gift. And I realized that it has cost me many, many blessings. So I honor you today, sir. And I appreciate the honor that he's always shown me. Now, in the Gospel of Matthew, there's a particular story that illustrates the effect of dishonor. Jesus had come to his hometown to teach and perform miracles. But instead of being met with honor, he was met with dishonor. So a bit of a lead up to this passage, just kind of the cliff note version. Jesus had begun his earthly ministry. He'd selected the 12 that he would do that ministry with, and he'd been traveling with them, teaching and performing miracles. In fact, just before this scripture, he had just healed a woman who had been bleeding for 12 years and had raised a young girl from the dead. He then laid out a number of parables for us to glean wisdom from. I mean, he was full on in Messiah mode. And then he went to his hometown. Not the town of his birth, but Nazareth, where he grew up. And these are the words we hear in Matthew chapter 13, verses 54 through 58. And when he had come to his own country, he taught them in their synagogue. So they were astonished and said, "Where did this man get this wisdom and these mighty works? Is that not the carpenter's son?" I mean, his mother not called Mary? And his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas, and his sisters, are they not all with us? Where then did this man get all these things? So they were offended at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his own country and in his own house." Now, he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Let's focus on verse 57. A prophet is not without honor, except in his own country and in his own house. Does that sound like belong? And verse 58 goes on to say, "Now he did not do many works there because of their unbelief." Other translations actually say that he was unable to do many mighty works because of their unbelief. So because he was not honored, because he did not belong, they did not believe, and they were not able to become who they were called to be. And it all started with dishonor, the lack of honor. It robs us of so much, and it's contagious. But hear the good news this morning, friends. Honor also spreads out like the oil poured out on Aaron. And when it flows out of you, it creates a culture of belonging. When we are called to honor others above ourselves, speak life instead of discord, find the positive, ignore the negative. When we put on a spirit of honor, we do this in response to God, not to the world. And I can assure you, he deserves it. So can we do this? Can we change a cancel culture to a you belong culture? And how do we start? I think with little words of kindness. Do you desire a blessed marriage? Honor your spouse. Men, honor your wife. Tell her you remember why you first fell in love and cherish her daily. You want honorable children? Then honor your children. Tell them how proud of the young men and women that they have become. You want to repair chasms in your family? Honor your family. Remember the laughter and the tears that you've already shared together. You desire to have honor in your workplace? Honor for your coworkers and your boss and those who work under you? Tell them that you appreciate the things that they do well. Honor your friends. Honor those in authority over you. Remember, no one who is in authority, there is no one who is in authority that God has not ordained it to be so, if we like it or not. Honor those in authority. And honor your pastor and your Sunday school teachers and all of those who labor to preach and teach. Timothy 5:17 says, "Let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching." When we honor others, we are inviting them to belong. And we become example to help them to believe and encourage and build up their faith, which moves them along to becoming the person that God is calling them to be. Belong, believe, and become. I offer this to you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.